Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free our number. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. On Truth Social, President Trump put out, the Palestinian protests at Columbia University have closed the college down, but the area surrounding the courthouse in downtown Manhattan is closed up like a drum, with New York City's finest, meaning the police, all over the place. Why not send some to Columbia to protect the Jewish students that are being warned by a Columbia rabbi to stay away because it's not a safe environment for them? And he said, anyway, the university would then not have to shut it down. Republicans want the right to protest anywhere in America, but it's got to be peaceful and it's got to be, you know, they have certain rules and regulations that go along with it. Anyway, we had a lot going on in court today, not the least of which was Letitia James was challenging the idea of Donald Trump's $175 million judgment bond. It will, in fact, stand. Maybe one of the oddest moments that I ever heard of from somebody I knew in the courtroom told me that I think it was Judge Engoron again. Literally saying, well, how do we know if the $175 million is going to be guaranteed? The money's in cash, sir. Well, what if the money, you know, what if the money loses value? It's in cash, sir. And then like ask the question two or three times. Anyway, Eric Trump is with us with the Trump Organization. That was a big win for your side today. But did it happen and unfold the way I described it?
Sean, it happened exactly as you, and this is exactly the nonsense we've been dealing with for the last 3 years with this judge. The judge didn't know what a money market account was. I mean, this is a person that ruled against my father in you know, neighborhood of $560 million. And the guy didn't know what a money market account was. That's how kind of unsophisticated he was. And we had to put up a $175 million bond. We posted it in cash. And we told the judge that. Letitia James wasn't happy with that, the Attorney General of New York. She wasn't happy with that, and she said there's not enough collateral there. So we go in, we explain what a money market account is to the judge. We explain that the full $175 million was posted by my father in full, and he was still questioning whether or not there was enough collateral, and he finally got to the right answer because it was just foolish. But, you know, this is what we've had to deal
with. What part of that being cash is was he having a difficult time understanding?
Sean, I mean, I think the part that he was having a difficult time understanding is how he, you know, would maybe for the first time have to rule against Keisha James, who, you know, is clearly in his pocket in some way, shape, or form. It's disgusting. We had a judge who ruled against my father, again, in the neighborhood of, you know, $500 million when our banks testified in front of the court that we are the greatest lenders that they've ever had, that we never breached a covenant, that we never defaulted from a loan, that we paid back all our loans ahead of time, that, you know, we were... You know, we were an A-plus borrower, that he was the mogul, that he's the type of business that they wanted from everybody because he had, you know, a tremendous balance sheet and everything else. And despite all of that, and despite all that testimony, and despite the fact that there are no victims, and despite the fact that my father's statement of financial condition was undervalued, not overvalued, you know, he levied a, you know, $500+ million fine against our family because he wants to try and put my father out of business. He wants to make sure he doesn't use that money on the campaign trail. You know, he was told by somebody to go after Trump and attack him in every way and to make his life absolutely hell. You know, and so that's the logic, Sean. I mean, this isn't, you know, this isn't illogical. This is, how can we take down Trump? How can we hurt Trump? How can we use the legal system against Donald J. Trump? How do we benefit the Democrats in power? How do we help Joe Biden? It's all a legal, you know, it's all an abuse of the legal system that's being done for one political party. And we're seeing the same thing on the DA side, which you're watching today as well.
Well, let me go there, because like Letitia James, Alvin Bragg ran on a platform in part to get your father, the Trump Organization, and the Trump family, of which you are a part of. But anyway, this case is going forward. 8 years later, how is it the case started with 203 days to go before Election Day? We're now at 196 days to go before Election Day. And meanwhile, how that's not election interference, I don't know, but this is 8 years later. They couldn't find the time up to this moment to bring this case forward. And why is it that Alvin Bragg himself, did not make the opening arguments today? Instead, we saw this guy, I believe his name is Michael Canagello is his name. And anyway, he's not a Bragg loyalist. Apparently, he's a Biden appointee at the Justice Department who was assigned to Bragg's office after Bragg himself decided not to prosecute Donald Trump and then changed his mind last minute. The previous DA decided not to prosecute your dad. We still don't even really know what the charges are, considering it would be a misdemeanor case to begin with in New York, and somehow they're trying to bring in federal election crimes into this. But the DOJ, that is as weaponized as it is, they passed on it as well. So it seems to me that, you know, probably every corporation in New York City has some number of non-disclosure agreements. They're not illegal. How do we get to this point?
Well, no one actually believes this case, Sean. I mean, let me put in context for everybody. This is $130,000. Alvin Bragg himself said he wanted nothing to do with the case because there was no case there. And every single day in New York, they're shutting down the FDR Drive. They're shutting down the entire, you know, all the streets. You really think the state of New York, which is having women getting thrown in front of subway cars, people are getting shot in Times Square, do we really believe that New York State is doing this? Because they want to rectify, you know, what they think is an injustice of $130,000. Give me a break. I mean, every single time they shut down the FDR Drive, it costs them $500,000, $1 million. The police presence around the courthouse has cost them millions and millions and millions of dollars a day. This whole thing is a sham. And you're right, Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring this case. And Michael Colangelo, who's the, you know, prosecutor that you're talking about, he's gone from case to case to case. I mean, he's the bulldog that wants to take down Donald Trump. And it's all for political reasons. And let me just be very clear to everybody out there. My father was in Washington, D.C. He had nothing to do with any kind of accounting, right? I mean, he had given up his position in the Trump Organization. He wasn't an officer. He wasn't a director. There was no communication with him because we took ethics incredibly seriously, and we built a wall in between, obviously, the White House and a private company. My father was not involved at all on a day-to-day basis, you know, in the organization, or on any basis in the organization. And they're saying that he committed a books and records violation because a legal expense submitted by an attorney was booked as a legal expense, which is exactly how you would book something that's submitted by an attorney. And by the way, a side note to a general ledger, which is about two words long, right? It's not like you can write a paragraph in there. It was expensed as a business expense. And they're saying that, you know, now this is 34 felony counts of which he could go to jail for the rest of his life, because while he was sitting behind a Resolute desk in Washington, D.C., you know, a lower level accountant you know, book this as a legal expense because it was submitted by a lawyer. That is the sum total of this case. But, Sean, you know, the details of the case don't matter. They want to get Donald Trump. They want him to be sitting in his courthouse. They want to smear his name. You covered it better than anybody. It's no different than Russia. I mean, they ran with nonsense for 3 years just to smear his name. And today you'll read about, you know, a Russia collusion in college textbooks, even though everybody knows that that whole thing was a sham and it never happened, right? And it didn't matter. I mean, the truth didn't matter. You had Adam Schiff out there every single day saying that, you know, my father colluded with Putin and all this nonsense that everybody knows is not the case now. But they wanted to smear his name. They're doing the exact same thing in New York, and they want him to sit there. They don't want him to be in all the states that he wants to be in. They don't want him campaigning all over the country. They don't want him out there fundraising. You know, they want to try and prop up Biden in any way possible, and they're calling. Have you ever noticed that it's all liberal DAs and attorney generals, I mean, in the bluest states in the country that are going after my father? Why is no one else going after him? And why not once in his entire life before he came down the golden escalator did he ever get so much as a parking ticket? It's only after he created...
Let me ask you about this. Miranda Devine...
attacking him.
She reported, for example, that, and this is very curious, and I have every belief it'll come up in the case, the star witness for the prosecution will be Michael Cohen. I believe his conviction had to do with lying to Congress. But if you go back and recall, and this has been made public, apparently the attorney-client privilege was waived by Michael Cohen, which is why this is public knowledge and why Miranda was able to write about it. But anyway, when Costello first met Cohn at the Regency Hotel, Cohn was distraught, suicidal, repeatedly said, I'll never spend a day in jail. I don't care what the F I have to do. And Costello memorialized that in writing. Cohn kept asking what his escape hatch was. Being a lawyer, Costello said that information incriminating Trump would give him a get out of jail free card. And then at the time insisted to his lawyers that he didn't have anything on Trump. One other point, if you look at the statements in the books and the records as they were entered, a fundamental question, all of these so-called payments were in 2017, the entries that were made in the whatever, I guess, accounting books that you have. How does that constitute election interference for an election that was held in November of 2016? Can you explain that?
Yeah, he was already the president at the time. That's exactly right. And that's the insanity of this case. And Sean, I can't tell you, you know, sitting behind the scenes, obviously running a company the way I do, I can't tell you how many of our employees have been threatened over the years by prosecutors saying, you know, we're going to come after you unless you tell us something about Donald Trump. And if you tell us anything that's, you know, that we could use, we won't come after you. We won't go after your family. I never believed it could be America. I mean, I've seen this firsthand. I've heard it firsthand. I've seen these prosecutors go after, you know, family members, call them up, interview them, subpoena them, go after them, and literally threaten them. You need to tell us something, and if you don't tell us something, you're going to spend the next 5 years in jail because we're going to do X, Y, and Z to you, even though they did nothing wrong. And time, you know, again, they come out and say, listen, we've worked at a company for 20 years, 15 years, 30 years. It's a great company. We have no problem with anything that's ever been done. It's an honest company. It's a well-run company. It's perfect. They've changed the skylines, the cities all over the place. But I just can't tell you how many people were shaken down by these people. But let's also remember who we're dealing with now. We have a judge, who's a total political operative. We have his daughter who's raised, you know, reportedly, and it's been all over the media and in various filings.
Oh, by the way, you need to add that the judge donated to Biden's campaign in 2020.
Well, of course. And then you have a daughter who reportedly has raised $93 million for Democratic operatives. That's what she does. She runs a company that effectively does email marketing campaigns. And every single time, you know, my father gets indicted by one of these maniacs, she goes out and she fundraises using my father's name and pictures of him behind bars and all sorts of other things to go do that. It's disgusting. There's a huge conflict of interest. His daughter is literally making money, in the guise of the very same thing that, you know, he's in front of her father for. And we asked for a simple recusal. The judge would not honor it. He would not do it. The conflict,
which, by the way, New York City law calls for, which New York State law calls for. Very clear. Six people removed. If they're benefiting from a case you're adjudicating, you have to remove yourself.
Sean, in this country, you can't have family members profiting off of their father's you know, people who are in front of your father in criminal court. You know, that's banana republic type stuff. And it would have been very easy for this judge to say, you know what, that's fine. Somebody else take this case. There's another 200 judges on the bench. But that doesn't happen here. Judge Mershon gets every single anti-Trump case that there is in New York. He got Alan Weisselberg. He got Steve Bannon. Now he gets my father. This is supposed to be a round robin. It's supposed to be blind. It's supposed to be a random assignment of judges. Yet this guy has gotten three in a row. No one believes it. And that's the corruption of the New York system.
All right, quick break. More with Eric Trump is with us. And, of course, we're talking about the trial going on in New York City with his father. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down. Or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, we continue now with Eric Trump, head of the Trump Organization in New York City. He's been at the trial and following the trial very closely. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Benny Thompson, who ran the January 6th committee, and we now know that very exculpatory information was not brought up at that Hollywood primetime, those Hollywood primetime hearings. He doesn't want your dad to have Secret Service protection, for crying out loud. And then Hillary Clinton's out there saying Donald Trump wants to kill his opposition. And meanwhile, a prominent Democratic candidate is posting Die MAGA Die.
They would be happy if something happened to him, Sean, and that breaks my heart to say, but they would be happy. And it's exactly why they're doing this. They're doing this so they can fundraise off of it. They're doing this because it's the radical left, and they're simply crazy. But they also mean it in their heart. They would be happy if something happened to him, and that's incredibly sad. You know, it's really interesting. They don't go after Eric Swalwell, who's sleeping with a spy while he's, while he's in government. They don't go after any of these people. They have one target, and that's Donald Trump, and they call up their friends. They call up their friends in, you know, Atlanta, Georgia, and they call up their friends in New York City, and they throw case after case. They want to do anything they can to see him behind bars. They want to make up anything they can. They want to slander him in any way they can.
Oh,
they want to deprive.
They don't want. They would have him in a courtroom for the next 196 days and not on the campaign trail. Although I would argue, Eric, that's not going to work either, because then Joe will have he'll have the campaign trail all to himself. And the problem is he can't utter two sentences together. I do have to run, but we'll get an update from you. We'll know a lot more by tonight when you're on Hannity 9 Eastern. We appreciate your time as always.
It's great to be on, Sean.
800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Jesse Kelly, next from 6 till 9 on 710 WOR.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. We're going to get to your calls coming up here in mere moments. Want to remind you, thank goodness there are groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. There's such urgency now, as Israel now is in a fight for their very, very survival. And there are so many displaced Israelis that need food and shelter and water and medicines and all the bare necessities on top of them. Literally rebuilding and placing mobile bomb shelters in heavily populated areas throughout Israel and preparing for that worst case scenario where Israelis have to be in shelters for days or, God forbid, even weeks. And the team on the ground, they have been working with partners. They're securing enough food, other basic needs for families, and they're making sure that the most vulnerable and the elderly and people displaced are being taken care of. And while there might be a lull in the attacks at this moment, they're poised for further attacks. And Iran now has been attacking Israel through their proxies for decades. And now their recent direct involvement, nobody can tell you with a straight face or with any real knowledge how this is going to play out. But anyway, while hoping and praying for the best, the Israelis are preparing for a worst case scenario. And it's a highly fluid situation. Despite the conflict, the fellowship, they continue their brave work every day. And that is to support the Israeli people, hundreds of thousands of them that are in need. And they keep building these mobile bomb shelters to help people stay safe for the next attack. Whatever you can give, they are in desperate need of financial support. Whatever you can donate is greatly appreciated. Go to their website. It's one word, supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org. Now, here's an interesting, I guess, note that, and I mentioned this with Eric Trump, and that is Gavin Newsom is worried about the overindulgence, he calls it, the obsession with the Trump hush money trial. And he's warning people this is going to backfire. Now, what have I been saying? That Donald Trump, up to this point, has been able to defy all conventional political gravity. What does that mean? That means that, you know, any other politician in the past that would have gotten arrested would have seen a drastic drop in their poll numbers. The opposite happens with Trump. Or if there's an arraignment, you would think, okay, well, the politician's poll numbers will drop, not in the case of Trump. But Newsom is not, he's a lot of things. He's radical, hardcore left. One thing I wouldn't say is I don't think he's stupid. I think he believes these crazy ideas, but that doesn't make him a dumb guy. And he's a very clever, very slick politician. And he is worried that Democrats are overreaching and that this is all going to backfire. Here's what he said.
This is a guy that doesn't care if he is the hero or the heel. He just wants to be the star. And in so many ways, he gets what he wants. And that's the bright spotlight and focus. Focus away from a lot of conversation we just had to focus again on him. And when we're focusing on him, I do worry electorally that he has a slight advantage. And so I'm a little concerned about the overindulgence around the day-to-day.
I don't think he's wrong. Anyway, let's get to our busy phones. There's no way this could be the legitimate Times Square naked cowboy. Is that really you? I've met you in the past. I've actually interviewed you in the past when we were doing man on the street interviews. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm doing very good. I'm the naked cowboy. You gotta do what you gotta do. I gotta do.
All right. So if people haven't been to Times Square, New York, the naked cowboy, very well known. He's out there in his underwear playing a guitar with a cowboy hat on and cowboy boots on, and has became basically you have become like an icon and a must see, you know, for any visitor to New York City. They always want to get their picture taken with you.
Well, thank you very much. And don't forget, I have my Trump sticker on my front of my guitar. I'm a very stout Trump supporter.
Well, assuming you're the real naked cowboy, let me ask you this. How do people react to the Trump sticker?
Of course, you think that, you know, it's a liberal city, but I can tell you this. The Trump sticker gets me nothing but applause all day long. I get one person every 300,000 that says, oh, F Trump or something, you know, so outrageous that they stand out as a lunatic. Most people love Trump. You know, I've had a very successful Trump song. You got a second for it?
I got a second for a couple of verses. Go ahead.
Trump's taking those regulations off the backs of those corporations. Sounds like a good idea to me. Trump's going to build a wall. That wall's going to protect us all. Sounds like a good idea to me. Gonna get the economy moving again. Lower taxes for you, my friend. Sounds like a good idea to me. Here's one. Ron DeSantis had a chance about as much as me wearing pants. Sound like a good idea to me. Last one. Indict him, convict him, throw him in jail. No matter what you do, Trump will still prevail. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Wow. Now, you perform that, and I've even seen you out there in the cold some days. I don't know how you do it with just underwear and a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on. Now, people usually tip you, right, when they take pictures with you?
I do about $150,000 a year in tips. And
you better be careful. You better declare all of that with the IRS. New York will be after you like with a vengeance.
I make money, and I just pay taxes on it. I'm not worried about it. I'm a right-wing conservative, bro. I do the job. I pay the taxes.
Well, listen, I don't think there's any other place in the world that you would be that successful. I'm happy for your success. And I don't think you're going to be seeing me there very often. I'm gone. I'm gone for good. I mean, just have to finish a few business things up at some point. But short of that, I made the move forever.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what?
You're going to miss me. Okay. Everyone.
Hey, I'll hold down the fort.
You hold down the fort, and then when you're ready for some sunshine and low taxes and law and order, you give me a call. I'll get your recommendation where you want to set up, okay?
All righty. Well, listen,
all right,
thanks for talking to me, and thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you checking in. Linda, I think that's him. Can't say for sure. I mean, I can't see through a telephone line.
Him.
But
it's him. It's him.
You know it's him. How do you know it's him? That's it.
Well, Katie and I went and listened to it online, and then we listened to him. So we matched his voice, and we matched the way he sounded on his song. So we knew it was him. So
Matt in North Carolina. Okay, no, I trust you. Of course I trust you. And I look at all the effort you went into, you know, vetting him. I applaud the effort. That's why I have a great team. Matt, North Carolina, next Sean Hannity Show. What's going on?
Hey, Sean, how you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I got a question for you. So I've been following all this nonsense, best way to describe it, going on in Colombia, where we actually have college students, I'm presuming most are U.S. college students, chanting, "We are Hamas." Even had one guy saying that there's going to be thousands of October 7th. And I'm, you know, in the back of my mind, I've got to think, they just don't know what they're saying. And why doesn't somebody like just set up a screen or something right next to where these protesters are and really show what Hamas did? I mean, I know we have video from Hamas soldiers themselves as they were killing Israelis, what it looked like. I know Israeli Defense Forces have video of the aftermath. Why don't we ever see that and put that in front of these idiots is the best term I can use. And get them to say, is this really what you're claiming to be? Is this what you support? I mean, because we are Hamas just turns my stomach. And
we are Hamas from the river to the sea. And here's my big question. What part of the murder, rape, beheading that took place on October 7th are they not understanding? What part of that are they missing?
I don't know.
What part of Israel being hit with tens and tens of thousands of rockets from the north and south, you know, are they missing?
I wish I could give you an answer, but that would actually give you an indication that I think like they do, and I'm very happy to say that I don't. But maybe they need the visual. Maybe they need to see what Hamas really stands for, what Hamas has done and will continue to do, and to chant that. And to think that that's acceptable, and then on top of that, to threaten Jewish students to a point where they're being the ones told to stay home from school for their own safety is like, we didn't even just cross the line. So, I mean, we are so far over the line. It's appalling. And I just don't understand how there is not somebody showing them, this is what you're claiming to be. Is this really who you are? And, you know, kind of put their face in it and say, is this who you are? You know, burning babies in their cribs, killing grandparents, you know, lighting a house on fire for, you know, to burn a family out of a safe room. I mean, if that's who
you know, I can almost give a little bit of slack, not a lot, because this shouldn't be. I mean, it's supposed to be the creme de la creme, right? I mean, when you get into an Ivy League college, Ivy League university, it's supposed to be pretty bright, pretty smart. It defies all of my logic why their moral compass is that far askew? What part of radical Islamic terrorism are they not understanding? What part of the tens and tens and tens of thousands of rockets fired into Israel are they not understanding? What part of decapitating young babies and murdering and raping women do you not understand? If you can't get that basic common sense, how did you ever get into an Ivy League institution? I don't know.
Agree. Yeah, and I even think at some point with some of these schools, like, you know, and tying into the migrant issue, you know, why don't we make some of these schools give up one of their dorms and one of their dining halls, kick those students out, put some of the migrants in there, and let the migrants roam around their campus and see if they're still supporting that. I mean, there's just no logic. And I agree.
Then you have the administrations that are allowing this to go on. The same universities where you would risk being expelled if you used the wrong pronoun, or if you made a definitive statement that you believe, this is your own personal belief, that you could only be born a man or a woman. Let's say you made that statement in a classroom. You probably would be up for expulsion. Crazy times, man. I'm telling you, these are not times I ever thought I'd be talking about. Anyway, 800-941 Sean. Pat is in New York. Hey, Pat, how are you? Glad you called.
Oh, a pleasure to talk to you, Sean. Here's my dilemma here. I've been a Democrat. I'm 88 years old for many years. 92, I saw the light, and I became a conservative. And I, like Ronald Reagan, did not leave the Democratic Party. They left me. And I quote that all the time to my friends. But I've never, ever seen this country in such hatred. And it worries me terribly for my grandchildren, what's coming down the road. And with this immigration situation, with all the crazy people that we don't know, they're not vetted. And it's a terrible worry. And I just have to every day go out there and say what you say when I listen to your program for many years now. And that's my thing. And I really, really appreciate your show. And I really listen every day.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's sad. I've never been this concerned about not only our country, but the state of the world than I am today. Very, very chilling. And for those people, I've been warning about this for many years. And when I wrote Deliver Us from Evil, I talked about how in the last century, 100 million plus human souls were slaughtered. Mao China, Russia Stalin, Hitler Germany, Fascism Mussolini, Pol Pot killing fields, Tojo Japan, and I can keep going. It can happen again. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Chris in Maryland, we got about a minute. It's all yours, sir.
Real quick, it's my call is about the media, who controls it and who can control it, and a call to action. Essentially, I think Democrats buy media outlets to control the narrative, and Republicans look at that as an investment. It is investable. Can I make money? And so we pass, and the Democrats buy everything up. So we need Republicans and conservatives to look at the media as a tool, not as an investment, and put some.
Look, the good news is people are getting more savvy every day, and between the internet, podcasting, talk radio, Fox News, if you're seeking alternative viewpoints than the old, frankly dead mainstream media mob, it's available to you. And it just, and it's not even that hard to find anymore. It used to be very hard. When I started in radio, there are only a couple of hundred talk radio stations in the country. Now there's like 5,000. If you look at, Fox News during the OJ case, for example, there wasn't a Fox News. It wasn't even an MSDNC. It was fake news CNN. And that was it. And now nobody watches them. And by the way, they chased everybody away because they're so out of touch and they have a liberal agenda. So, you know, in the next 196 days, my advice to all of you out there is to get involved to the maximum level possible. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We got a great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. Alina Habba was involved in the case with the Attorney General of New York. Caroline Leavitt was in the courtroom with the start of the trial with Alvin Bragg today. Eric Trump also joins us. Jim Jordan will join us as well. Robert Kraft, he's done with Columbia. We'll talk about that with him, the owner of the Patriots. Newt Gingrich, and much more. Set your DVR, Hannity, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. And we'll see you then back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.